Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Mike Westerdahl calling in from criticalbench.com, and I've got my friend and colleague, Rick Selge, on the line. Thanks a lot for taking the time to chat with us today, Rick.
No worries.
So we're going to go over five exercises to alleviate knee soreness in just minutes. But before we get to that, just wanted to introduce Rick a little bit and hear a little bit about his background and story and some of the injuries that that he's gone through. So, Rick, nowadays some people are familiar that you're an injury specialist and you help people overcoming their injuries. How did you get started in this field? Like, what did you study in college? Tell us a little bit about how your journey started.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I was going through high school, the thing that really interested me was helping people and helping people with their injuries. So I wanted to go into physical therapy. And a path that people end up taking is they'll end up going to college and going to get a kinesiology degree. So I ended up going and getting a bachelor's of kinesiology. And after graduating, or while I was going through school, what I focused in on was working with people with injury. So I took extra classes and did some internships and co-ops and did, you know, summer jobs when it kind of related to that. After I ended up graduating from college, I ended up working in a physical therapy clinic, and I was a physical therapy assistant, or where I'm from, they call it a kinesiologist. So the physical therapist would work with the clients, and after the physical therapist was done with them, and when it came to the exercise side of things, that's when I would come in, and I would end up helping when it came to the exercise side of things. You know, teaching the exercises, progressing the exercises, and modifying the exercises based upon, you know, the person's injury, what they could do, what they couldn't do. That's kind of what I ended up doing, and I've been doing that ever since.
So did you, what kind of activities did you do? Did you used to, like, do any sports or lifting weights? What were you into, like, in college and during that time of your life?
During that time of life, I kind of focused on I did basketball, like, you know, recreationally basketball, and I really started getting into, you know, the running thing. So I was training up to do a marathon, and I was mountain biking a fair bit at that time, and you know, in the summer times I would end up doing lots of hiking. So those were kind of the things that I ended up focusing in on near the end of college and after I got out of college.
Okay, cool. Now, you have told me before, why don't you talk a little more about that, but you said you had a pretty dramatic back injury and a knee injury while you were working as the physical therapy assistant. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think as I was, you know, growing up and going through school, you know, helping other people with injuries really interests me. And the tables kind of turned when I ended up having a really bad back injury. And what I was doing was I was at the physical therapy clinic, and what I was doing, I was actually at a course where I was learning how to do these variety of lifting and testing, and I tweaked my back. I tweaked my back in some way doing one of the tests, and so the next day I could barely walk. I made it to work, and, you know, before work, what I would do is I would go in the back, and I would bring out the ice packs, and I would lay on the ice packs and rest up as much as I could, and when it was time for me to go see a patient, I would, you know, crawl off the ice packs and crawl over to, you know, to where the patients were, and I would kind of take them through exercises when it came to their injuries. But, you know, it kind of freaked me out. It was kind of the first time I really had a bad back pain.
That's really ironic. You're working in a therapy place helping people overcome injuries like back injuries, and then here you are going through the same thing. So did you feel like you had an inside track? Like, did you go to one of the therapists and say, hey, guys, can you help me out?
I mean, I definitely did. They saw that I was, you know, I tried to grind through it, and they could see that I was kind of struggling and that I was in pain. So I asked them to kind of help me out and take a look at things, because I was in a physical therapy clinic, so I was in a perfect spot to end up getting injured. And, you know, they ended up assessing me, and the things that they ended up seeing, they weren't really, they were kind of, when they assessed me, the things that kind of appeared kind of worried them, because I was kind of having neurological signs, so kind of like numbness and tingling in areas. And when they got me to do certain tests, you know, the results weren't good, so they thought it was, you know, quite serious. And they did end up helping me out when it came to, you know, managing the pain and decreasing the inflammation, and that was helpful. And that kind of helped with that kind of kicked in after kind of a couple days of getting help from the clinic. But, you know, at that kind of point, it ended up kind of plateauing out. And, I mean, I wanted to kind of get back to, you know, the running. You know, by the place where I work, there's this, like, my favorite run in the world, and it's this beautiful run, and it was like springtime. So there's this beautiful run that goes around along the river, and then along the river there's beautiful views over the farmlands, and there's like snowy peaked mountains
in Canada?
Around the farms in Canada. And, you know, I wondered if I would ever be able to, you know, run that route again, because it's difficult for me to kind of walk around and do things. And I was, you know, getting treatment at the clinic, and it was helping, but not, you know, not, it wasn't going as fast as I wanted it to go. So since I was kind of a student and a college person, I ended up kind of, you know, starting to research and see what, you know, what was out there when it comes to addressing and dealing with back pain. And I came across research and courses and books when it related to this thing called core stability. So I ended up, looking up the research and buying some books and going to courses when it came to that core stability and understanding that better and, you know, utilizing it on myself, you know, getting results and benefit from that. And
that's interesting. So, yeah. I mean, you and I have talked about the vicious pain cycle before. Did you feel yourself trapped in that at all? Like, you seem like you jumped ahead a little bit because you were in the physical therapy place, but a lot of times when people get an injury, they wind up, first they go to the doctor, and the doctor tells you to, you know, take a break, take a rest from this, and then take some pain medications, and then come back if it's still bothering you. Then you get sent to physical therapy. Did you wind up going to a doctor or having to take any, you know, were you taking any medicines, or did you get caught up in this cycle yourself at all?
I mean, I did. I ended up going to see the doctor, and just to kind of rule out if there was anything, you know, anything more that he could do or if there was anything more serious going on. So I ended up going to see him, and he did give me some meds to kind of help with the pain and the inflammation. So I ended up taking those, and that ended up, you know, helping a bit, but I didn't really want to be on meds for the rest of my life for my back pain and, you know, just get through the day by taking meds. And, you know, he recommended that I end up going back to physical therapy. And, you know, if things didn't help at physical therapy, he would, you know, give me a referral on to go, you know, get x-rays and an MRI and then potentially seeing a specialist. And I definitely didn't, I wanted to do everything I could to kind of prevent from going down that road. Because I know, you know, working with so many people with injuries, I know a lot of people, when it comes to injuries, they'll get injured and they'll get pain, they'll have pain, and then they'll stop doing everything. And then doing nothing really doesn't help when it comes to your recovery. I know that I needed to keep doing things and researching and trying things out and seeing what would work for myself in order to kind of overcome my injury and pain, so I didn't end up going down that pain.
Yeah, I've seen that for myself too, with, you know, back, shoulder, and knee issues that I've had in my life. When I do nothing and I'm taking it completely easy for several weeks at a time, it actually starts feeling worse for me. It's like I need to be doing something. It's just knowing what you should be doing, and then it just gets tough. I don't know what insurance is like in Canada and how the healthcare system works compared to the United States, but here it can be a real pain when you're missing work to go see the doctor and you have to get referrals and then you miss more work or family time to go do physical therapy that's, you know, helpful, but maybe not the cure. And you wind up getting caught kind of in this circle with the MRIs and going back to the doctor, pain medications, and even down the road to possible surgery, which that can even be tricky sometimes because you wonder sometimes if the hospitals and the doctors, if they're just trying to make money off surgeries because that's what they do, or if you really need it. I mean, it's just tough. So, I mean, I think it's really cool that you did a lot of this research for yourself and that this is a topic in your life that you, this was your passion and your profession, so you wanted to learn a lot about it. So the core stability course, that's what you said you started off with and started studying some of that. What was the next step you did after that?
Well, so I ended up doing the core stability work, and that ended up helping. And I kind of that I, you know, overcame my back pain. I was definitely feeling better. But what I found out was, you know, if I went to the gym or if I ended up pushing it when it came to, you know, a heavy hike or carrying a heavy backpack or overdoing it when it came to, you know, going to the gym, I would kind of flare up or irritate my back. So, I mean, I knew that the core stability stuff that I did ended up being a piece of the puzzle. So I was definitely, you know, myself and my clients and other trainers and health and fitness professionals that I ended up teaching, they definitely were getting benefit from the core stability stuff, but there was something missing from all of it. So I ended up going back to school and doing my master's degree in exercise physiology with a focus on corrective exercise. So corrective exercise is, you know, addressing, you know, muscle imbalances or poor movement patterns and how to fix those in order to prevent injury or overcome injury. So I ended up doing more schooling to better understand how the body works so that I can kind of, you know, see if that piece would end up helping when it comes to, you know, myself, when it comes to, you know, my clients and the health and fitness professionals that I end up training.
What about you said you had a knee injury, pretty big knee injury as well?
I did. So, I mean, I was an active person, and so I was at the physical therapy clinic again, and it was, you know, starting to, you know, up here in Canada, the winter time isn't super, it's winter time, so we don't do tons of stuff outside, but when the weather gets better and the spring comes, you want to end up doing all kinds of stuff. And I was training for, at that time, I was training for a half marathon, and the weather started to get better, and so on my off days, what I ended up doing was mountain biking. So when I wasn't running, I was mountain biking. When I wasn't mountain biking, I was running. And I had done this for a number of weeks in a row, and then all of a sudden, I started getting this achiness within my knee, and I thought it would go away. I thought it was just kind of, you know, regular soreness, and I thought it would go away in a couple hours or next day it would go away. And I kept doing what I was doing, but it would get worse, and it kept getting worse and worse, and it started off with the ache, and then it kind of worked to this, like, sharp jabbing pain, like a knife was being jabbed into my knee. And I went to the physical therapy, you know, clinic, and they kind of helped when it came to, you know, the pain and the inflammation, and they kind of let me know what it was, and what it was patellofemoral knee pain. And, you know, they helped with the inflammation. They gave me a couple exercises. But the big thing was is I wanted to get back to, you know, the running and the mountain biking. So you know, I ended up kind of researching and looking to see what I could specifically do for this injury. And, you know, just, you know, icing and doing a couple stretches and doing a couple exercises just didn't seem like it was everything that I needed to do in order to get back to my running and mountain biking and back to, like, a pain-free life.
Yeah.
So I did very much like what I did when it came to the back. I ended up going to the research, you know, seeing what the research ends up saying, you know, talking to other you know, personal trainers and injury specialists when it comes to what they end up doing, and then I ended up taking a couple courses when it came to, you know, the knee and what could be done for that knee.
I mean, this was a while ago, right?
This has been a while ago. The back one, the back flare-up, like the back injury, I think it was like 2009.
Okay. So, I mean, you were already in business for yourself. At this point, you were done with the clinic and you were done with your master's degree?
When it comes to the knee or when it comes to the back?
I'm just trying to get a timeline idea of it. Like, did the injuries happen and then you went back and got your master's degree?
Yeah.
Or did it happen after? Okay.
You know,
so
it
then,
happened before. Both of them happened before.
So when you were done with school, then did you go into business for yourself? Or what was the next progression in, like, your career? Like, to kind of get to where you're at now, I mean, how I met you and found out about you. You're, like, one of the leading injury specialists, and I had heard about you being the actual person that teaches other health professionals about this. So how did you get into this once you fixed your own injuries and you got more your master's degree and stuff? Then how did you get to the spot where you are now?
Okay. So you know, after my bachelor's degree, I ended up working in all kinds of settings. So the physical therapy clinic, and then I worked in a large rehab center and a chiropractic clinic, and then, you know, training people with injuries in gyms and rec centers and fitness centers. So I worked in a whole bunch of settings working with different people when it comes to injuries. I did my master's degree, and after my master's degree, I kind of started focusing doing more of my own work, and more of my own work, like specifically working with clients coming to see me specifically as opposed to being in a clinic. And as the word kind of got out that I was, you know, doing this stuff, and I kind of focused in on injuries and like exercises to do when it comes to injuries, you know, fitness professionals were asking, you know, what I did or what exercise I would do for this injury and what exercise I would do for that injury. So I ended up teaching courses for fitness professionals on like what to do for a rotator cuff injury and what to do with a knee injury and what to do with like a back injury. So I ended up teaching, you know, courses to, you know, health and fitness professionals pretty much all over North America. And I did that for a number of years, and I've taught thousands of health and fitness professionals across North America when it comes to the injuries and the exercises. And, you know, as the kind of the word got out of these courses and people would kind of hear about them, I would end up getting emails from around the world, so Australia and Europe, and it would be, you know, trainers in these areas that had questions for me when it comes to, you know, what do I do for these injuries. So I started, you know, sharing my knowledge when it comes to injuries and exercises online, so on the internet. So I started writing a little blog and, you know, sharing my advice and the insight that I have, and then I started doing videos and then started creating, you know, little products to kind of help people with specific injuries, and I've been doing that for the last the website for the last 4 years, 4 or 5 years, and I've been teaching, you know, fitness professionals for the last 13 years.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of brings me to where I came across you, and I think you're being a little modest right now, calling it little products and blog and stuff like that. I mean, I know you've given over 300 live presentations to over 6,000 different health and fitness professionals all across the world, featured in all kinds of websites, magazines, and publications. I mean, you've got a lot of credentials to back up your experience and your knowledge. But the thing that attracted me to you was that you were an active person yourself that had been helping other people that work out get back to their workouts. For my personal situation, as you know, just to tell the other people listening in, you know, I played football in high school and in college as a linebacker, blitzing the quarterback. I was getting cut block all the time on my knees. I remember my knees just swelling up after the games and not being able to, like, run again until, like, Monday or sometimes Tuesday. I had an ACL that I tore when I went to Sweden after college to play football. Then after getting that surgery and recovering, I got into another extreme sport of powerlifting and squatting real heavy, had real sore knees. So I've been training and playing hard for a lot of years, and it just puts a lot of wear and tear on the body. And just seems like when you go to the doctor with the aches and pains, you just get the runaround and you get told not to do stuff. And for me, I don't want to not do stuff. I want to do stuff. And that's kind of where I heard about you. You're the guy that's like teaching the other health and fitness professionals. So that's how we first hooked up. I've got these lingering issues from my background and playing sports and the different training I've been doing over the years. I've got three issues that I'm working on. I've already fixed my shoulder that you've helped me with, and now I still have knee soreness that I've been consulting with you with to take care of that. And later we'll probably take care of my back issues too. So I'm trying to just pretty much get everything back in order again, and you were the go-to guy for that. So that kind of just, give all you guys listening just an idea how Rick and I hooked up. Now we're friends and we work together, and I kind of share what he's been teaching me. I've been posting and publishing that for all you guys to kind of go through this journey together if anyone else is suffering from different injuries or soreness. So right now we're taking care of some of my knee issues, but cool. Thanks for listening to our journey thus far. Let's get into some of the content of the call now. We were talking about if people are suffering from knee pain or soreness or injuries, what are some exercises that people can do, Rick, that will alleviate some of this pain or soreness that might be suffering from?
I mean, the first thing I would end up looking at is, when I see someone with knee pain, is I will end up looking to see if they're working on, building strength within that knee throughout the full range of motion. So I'll end up looking to see if they have any type of, if they're including squatting work in their workouts. And then when it comes to the squatting work, are they ending up doing, the full range of motion when it comes to the squat? Or at least at minimum, having those hips, the hip joint going past, below the knees so that they're building strength through more of the range of motion of in the knees. And that ends up being a big thing that I end up looking at. And let's say the person cannot, squat or cannot squat that far down. What I would end up getting them to do is I'll at least get them to do either a leg press in order to work more of that range, or if they don't have a leg press, end up getting them to do like single leg tubing presses. So they can end up doing like a leg press or pressing movement, with resistive tubing. So what they're doing is they're working through that full range of motion and building up strength through that full range of motion. Because a lot of times when it comes to knee pain, people will kind of avoid squatting, or they're able to kind of stand and get by walking around, but then they don't want to go through more any type of squatting movements. And the deeper they go, they end up having more and more pain. But the thing is, if you kind of avoid that movement, then you start getting the joint ends up getting weaker and weaker. And then when that joint ends up getting weaker and weaker, then you're not going to recover from that knee injury or knee pain. So you'd end up doing like that, the tubing press, the single leg tubing press, or increasing that depth of your squat.
So you're trying to bring up the weak areas in the range of motion. So I mean, if a lot of people do quarter squats, they just never learned how to like do a squat properly. And if you're doing an improper squat and you're going too deep, that will cause knee pain. So it seems like a lot of people just cut it short, and then I think you're strengthening this small range of motion, but the other areas are really weak, and that can even lead to some imbalances in knee pain, correct?
Yes.
So you're saying one exercise to definitely do
No, no,
is
I'm going
to
to say one. So that would be one of the ones that I would end up looking at. And,
Okay.
when it comes to, so strength ends up being a component, and a lot of times what, if you, most, most doctors or health professionals will end up saying is just to kind of focus in on the stretching and the strengthening, and that's okay, but it ends up not being, everything. And you know, when it comes to the knee, what I look for more importantly than just, you know, stretching tight muscles is I'll end up looking to see what range of motion they have in that knee. And I want them to do their best. I want to kind of work on building that range of motion so it ends up being full range of motion, so that knee can move in full range of motion. And a lot of times when people injure their have knee pain is they're missing some of that range of motion. So it either can be that leg being straight, bringing the leg to the straight, or bringing that heel towards the seat. So I want to just kind of go through those movements. And it could be either, you know, lying on your back and bringing your knee towards your chest and bringing that heel towards the seat, so you end up having like full flexion. And then out, and I'm getting to straighten out the leg and kind of work through that range of motion. So with the squatting exercise, we're trying to build strength around that knee. So we're pretty much like reshaping that outer part of the knee. And now with this one, we're kind of working on the range of motion of the knee and trying to get that full range of motion back, we're trying to reshape the inside of the knee. So it ends up being, you know, so it ends up becoming a pain-free joint. And if people have like are in a gym setting, something I really like is the rower. The rower ends up being awesome for this. So, you know, when I train people that end up having like knee replacements, one of the machines I get them to do is I'll get them to do the rowing machine. And with the rowing machine, you're pretty much, you know, you bring your seat all the way towards your feet, so you're going in like full flexion, and then we're straightening the legs out, and we're going into extension, and we just continue going back and forth. And you're kind of in an unloaded position with the rowing machine, so really all you're working on is kind of focusing in on that range of motion and building that full range of motion in the knee.
So really not much tension at all?
Not much tension at all. We're just kind of working on that internal part of the knee.
And you want to make sure your feet are flat on the thing and you're not going up on your toes or anything?
Yeah. Ideally, it's flat. You're flat on your feet are flat on the rowing machine, and you're really just focusing on trying to get as much range of motion as you can in the knee. And realizing it's not going to get fixed in one day. It's more about repetition and how frequently you end up doing it.
Okay.
So that ends up being two of the exercises. So then the third one that I would end up doing is like a single leg balance work. So a lot of times what people will end up focusing in on is everything they end up doing ends up being like bilateral two legs. But when you kind of look at what people need to do in order to get around is, you know, they need to walk. If you look at sports, you know, you need to kind of run. You need to run in a variety of directions. And all those things when it comes to walking or running or sprinting, all those things, you're on one leg at one time. So you're kind of moving from one leg to the other leg. So we need to kind of work when it comes to that knee, we need to kind of work on that balance of that single leg. And it'll end up doing a couple things. It'll end up, you know, standing on that one leg. So standing on one leg, the knee slightly bent. The rest of the body is kind of upright, not straight upright, but a little bit bent in the hips. And what we're doing there is we're kind of working on the proprioception, which ends up being, you know, the body's ability to know where joints are within space. And when joints get injured, like the knee or have knee pain, that proprioception ends up decreasing. And when you lose that proprioception, you're more likely to re-injure your knee or blow out your knee even more if that proprioception is gone. So we need to kind of work on that proprioception. Standing on one leg, re-educating the body and the brain so it ends up knowing where that knee is within space. So it can, you know, so it knows where that knee is within space so it can kind of protect or put that knee into the right spot when you're moving around.
Yeah, because it seems a lot of times if you've got an issue in one knee, you'll counter that by not putting weight on it and putting more stress on the other knee. And then you wind up putting too much pressure and stuff on that knee and wind up injuring the other knee as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then looking at like the fourth exercise I would end up doing is we kind of talked about a lot of times, you know, a lot of thinking when it comes to injuries is the focus is on strengthening and stretching. What I find more beneficial than stretching is to end up doing foam rolling work. So what you end up doing is you're kind of massaging the muscle, and when it comes to like a foam roller, it's kind of like a 2 liter soda, a plastic soda bottle, and you're rolling over that. You'll see them in every fitness center and a lot of physical therapy clinics. Or another way of kind of looking at it is it's like very large PVC piping, so it's like a pipe, and you end up kind of rolling over that foam roller in order to, you know, improve the tissue quality, you know, loosen up the muscle, self-massage the muscle, and decrease that tension within the muscle. So that's what you're trying to do when it comes to stretching. But what I find is doing the foam rolling, allowing the muscle to relax a little bit, ends up being more beneficial than the stretching when it comes
to... So which muscles would you foam roll, the quad and the hamstring?
Yeah, I would end up doing the quad, so the front of the thigh. I would roll through it. I would end up doing the IT band, so the outer thigh part. I would definitely
that
do
hurts.
Those two areas.
Yeah, you did that one with me. Just one tip for people, if you haven't foam rolled before, definitely start with one of the softer ones, not one of the harder ones. The harder, the more it's going to hurt if you're not used to it, which hurting is good, but just ease your way into it.
I mean, you want it to be sensitive, but you don't want to be screaming pain. And then the last thing I would do is the fifth thing is, you know, just like what I talked about when it comes to the back and what I learned when it comes to back doing some core stability work, I would end up doing some core stability work when it comes to my knee injury as well. So what they found is people with poor, you know, abdominal control or trunk control or upper body control, they had a greater risk of knee injuries. So if you've injured your knee and you've got knee pain, a lot of times people end up being weak in that core area. So I would integrate some core stability work into your workouts and what you do. It's easy, you can do easily body weight stuff at home or in the gym. And things that I would end up doing is like plank work, so like a forward plank. So
okay.
I'm on my forearms, on my toes, and lifting my body off the ground and trying to keep my body into a straight line. So that'll end up helping when it comes to the forward and back direction core stability, so the satchel plane. And then I would end up moving to a side plank, so propping myself up on the side. And then what I'm working there is kind of the sagittal plane or working on side-to-side core strength. So it ended up
well,
doing
yeah.
those two things. And then the other thing that ends up happening that a lot of people don't talk about is, you know, the legs are in a straight position, so they're in a safe position. So doing this plank work kind of, you know, activates those muscles around the knee from the front and the back, so you end up strengthening that knee as well, and the knee's in a safe position.
Yeah, you're right. It's like a way to use those muscles and the knee area while your leg is straight, which seems hard to do sometimes. I just had maybe a non-related question I just kind of thought of, but you hear a lot of talk about not locking your knees out during exercises like leg press and stuff like that. Is that a myth or is that something you find to be true?
I wouldn't lock out the knees. I would try to keep them straight. And it ends up being a subtle difference. And when it comes to, I mean, I'm just trying to bring the legs to straight. And what the legs to straight would end up being would be, let's say I'm standing and I contract my glutes and I bring my hips forward. That'll bring the knees to straight. So I'm not contracting my quads and pushing my knee back. That'll bring me too far. But if I contract my glutes and straighten out my hips, that'll bring my knee into straight.
Okay. Well, what about like on a leg extension where you're isolating the quad? I mean, we'll talk more about that later in the week and stuff, but is that something where you'd want to go all the way to full extension or you just come like a tad below?
A tad below or to straight. I don't want to kind of go into that height. I don't want to go into the hyperextension because I end up putting excess stress on the ligaments in the knee. I don't want to put unnecessary stress on the joint because that'll increase the risk of injury when it comes to the knee, and that'll also put undue stress on the knee, which will end up kind of slowing down recovery from like knee pain or knee injury.
Awesome. Well, I know you're a busy man and costs a lot to get you helping out and stuff, so I don't want to keep you any longer, but I really do appreciate your time, and thanks for being on the call. I'm going to post this on the site for everybody to hear, and there should be a comment section below if people have some specific knee type questions. Is it cool if they go ahead and post those for you below?
Definitely. They can post them below, and I'll watch for them and reply.
All right, awesome. And we'll keep you posted throughout the week as I tell you more about the Fix My Knee Pain program that's going to be coming out later. And we got some more great content coming for you. We got some foods that may or may not be helpful for inflammation, a lot of other great videos, exercises, and tips that help you get some knee relief. And you can kind of follow along my journey and some of the results I've been getting as well. So follow that below. If you got any questions, leave them for us. And again, Rick, thanks a lot for your time. And talk to you real soon.
No problem. Take care.